Joining us as always on the Sunday on Sunday Central for the Greyhound Form Express is George Ferrugia. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Terrific night's racing at Sandown on Thursday night for the RSN Sandown Cup. Bronski Beat winning, but here's Tears going faster time in the Cup night stays, and Simon Told Helen beating Tigalong Tonk in the Grade 8. It was a really good night's racing.
Yeah, it was. That Simon Told Helen race was fantastic. He just sort of dwelt at the start, which he can do, as you know, Brendan, but he had the beauty of having box one, and he was able to drive up on the fence and just show that unbelievable speed. And Tigalong Tonk was right there and just got beaten. Tigalong Tonk, he ran 29.37 in defeat, and Mapunga Pegasus in between them both in 29.39. It was a blanket finish between those three greyhounds, but Simon Told Helen just continues on his winning ways. He's such an absolute marvel, that greyhound. As you mentioned, we've seen His Tears defeat Banga and Rajasthan. Rajasthan and His Tears down the back were having a ding-dong battle, but His Tears got the better of him. And, of course, Bronski Beat was absolutely fantastic. He really put pay to them down the back, Brendan. He led them by about 5 or 6 lengths and ended up holding on by 0.5 length. But he did cramp up at the line. He put in a couple of short strides, and the greyhounds behind him got a little bit closer than they probably were going to as they were turning for home. So well done to Brendan Purcell for winning a Group 1 race. He's been a successful trainer for a little while down here, and now he has a Group 1 feather to his bow. True Detective second, He Shall Power is a young stayer going places in third. So a really, really good night's racing. That caps off the May Carnival at Sandown, and with all going on with the COVID, it certainly wasn't as successful as they could have made it.
And last night at the Meadows, Black Opium stepped out and strutted her stuff. 29.64, went to the peg in 4.97.
Yeah, she's getting faster. That's a new PB for her to the first peg. I mean, when you're running those times, you just can't catch her. She's strong. She's got speed. Just an incredible female she's been. And, of course, she's got the Group 1 under her belt now. And tell you what, if there's a couple of group races around the corner, she'll be right in contention. It'll be really good to see a clash between her and Simon Told Helen, the way they're both going at the moment.
That'll be an exciting race, maybe in a speed star type setup.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully the Speedstar goes ahead. I have got a chat to Sandown about that because obviously we missed it during this time of year, but hopefully it's due around August, September. That'd be brilliant.
Sandown this evening. First leg of the quarter gets underway 10 minutes after 6. It's a mix 6-7 over the 5.15. 1 and 5 come out. 9 comes into the field, just 7 to run. Gypsy Yankee's the favourite here at $1.25, George.
Yeah, look, he went through, and won the Rich Vic Breeders Series there more recently, running 29.65. But in his semi-final, he ran 29.48 from box 5, Brendan. He's going places, really well-bred. Fernando Ballard, a Dinah Gypsy, who was looking like she was going to have a great career before injury as well. So she's certainly throwing in the breeding barn. Number 6 clearly on top here. To beat number 2, Lawson Drive, who was good in a placing behind Far More Watches 2 starts ago. And then we'll throw in number 4 as well, Lena Tears. But not in the same class, I think, as Gypsy Yankee. Just needs to begin clean. It'll be hard to beat 6 to beat 2 and 4.
Race number 6, a grade 5 over the 5.15. Reserve not required. 6 Potent, 2.60. Maddie Zorro off the check at 3.70. Lara Tara, $6.
Yeah, look, we'll excuse its run on debut at Sandown last start. Got into a little bit of trouble, Potent. Its provincial form before that, Brendan, was really good at Geelong. Certainly put pay to them early with some really nice splits. And if she can do that again here, she'd probably be hard to beat. Potent on top, ahead of number 4, Lethal Image, whose placings provincially more recently have been good. Won back-to-back races in fast time at Geelong. Should show enough speed here, despite the sticky draw. And we'll throw in number 2, Maddie Zorro as well. Her win at the Meadows came with a good first split of 5.10. Overall time wasn't electric, but she's another one that could probably get to the early lead, and if there's any scrimmage behind her, might be a winning chance. 6 to beat 4 and 2 in race 6.
Race number 7, a grade 5 over the 5.15. Reserve stay at home. Tezalinko, 2.80 off the red. Any luck? $4.80. Millie Mack at 5 and shots fired, 5.50. I think we might have lost George there.
You there?
No, he's back. Race 7, George. Tezalinko the favourite.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I just went blank there. It's a day for sixes here. I've got number six on top, Shots Fired again after its nice win at Sandown last start, defeating Tezalenko. Look, it's got a really solid record here. Eight plays in 8 of 14. And despite the draw, I've got it on top. So beat number one, Tezalenko, as you mentioned, the favourite here. Good back-to-back placings. Broke 25 seconds at Sale last start. Showed a little bit of speed there. Solid record from box one, so certainly in contention. And then we'll throw in number three, Millie Mack, who's looking for a hat-trick of wins. Another one, but showed good speed in her last two wins. And that was a nice effort in 29.88. So I think around that time, we'll be close enough to win this race. Six to beat one and three in race seven.
Race number eight, a 4.5 over the 5.15. The scratching is 9, Aston Peroni, 2.30. Starter Riot, 2.90. Scatterbox, 7.50. Cavanando, 8. Are we making another 6 here, George? Fernando Porsche at $10?
No, this one we're going to go number 3, Aston Peroni, the favourite here. Look, his last two wins at Shepparton and at Ballarat have been really good. Again, good first splits. He's won 3 out of 6 here with a PB of 29.63. The key to him is he's just got to get out and go. And when he does that, he's certainly a winning chance. Starter Riot's an interesting runner. We certainly haven't seen her best of late. She's a Group 1 winner. She's only had the two starts from box one and finished, the three starts and finished in the top two on all three occasions. She's a get-out-and-go type at her best. She just hasn't been beginning as cleanly. She has been racing against some good dogs. You certainly couldn't leave her out. And we'll throw in number two, Cavanando, who's a good chaser. Probably not in the same class as Peroni and Starter Riot, but... can go good. He's won 16 races. My numbers are 3 to beat 1 and 2.
3 to beat 1 and 2. George, recap of the Cordy numbers. Best outside of the Cordy legs, please.
Yeah, 6 on its own in the first leg to beat... in the second leg, 2, 4 and 6. Third leg, 1, 3 and 6. And in the last leg, 1, 2 and 3. There's a few I like. Race 10, number 2, Arizona Ice, who came through that Vic Breeder series, won really impressively on debut, drawn closer to the fence, which is probably where it wants to be. But the one I'm really keen on, race 11, number 1, Houdini Boy, finished second behind Gypsy Yankee in that Vic Breeder's final. You would have to see the run. Brendan got absolutely poleaxed out of the boxes from box 7, draws the red here at around the 220 mark. Watch out. Trainer Cal Greeno has said this greyhound can run about 29.30, so... I'm surprised we got the 220 on offer. I'll be digging in, that's for sure. Race 11, number 1.
Best of luck, George.
Thanks.